بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه من يأتي ربه مجرما فإن له جهنم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا ومن يأته مؤمنا قد عمل الصالحات فأولئك لهم الدرجات العلى جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء من تزكى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. These verses that I recited are part of the 16th para of the Holy Quran, 16th juz. And it comes in between the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam and Fir'aun, the tyrant ruler, and where the magicians who were deployed by Fir'aun to show their magic and to frighten and scare Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and to overpower him, when their magic had failed and they realized that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was a Nabi of Allah and they brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and despite the fact that Fir'aun then threatened to kill them, they said, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ, you may do whatever you wish to do. We have brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is going to forgive us for our sins. And He will forgive us for the fact that you compelled us to do magic. Thereafter Allah ta'ala mentioned these verses which are recited, and Allah ta'ala continues the story of how Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was saved from Fir'aun and the entire story of how Fir'aun was drowned. But these verses, if one reflects and ponders over it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a very beautiful and simple principle in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمًا. The one who comes on the day of Qiyamah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a mujrim, a criminal, one who has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who has rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a mujrim, is a gunahgar, referring to a disbeliever, one who has rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasn't believed in Allah, hasn't followed the teachings of Allah, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for such a person, فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ, for him is Jahannam. Then Allah says, لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى, this person will remain in Jahannam, he will never die in Jahannam. The person will be in perpetual pain, torment, misery, calamity, suffering. Unlike this world, a person who is suffering, he's got some illness, some pain, some type of punishment, persecution, there comes a time when death stops, when maut comes. So when maut comes, whoever was being persecuted, he's freed now from that persecution because he has tasted death. And death cuts off whether the person was enjoying his life or whether he was living a life of misery. Death terminates that life. So in dunya, whatever pain a person is going through, it has to come to an end. And how it comes to an end? By maut. After maut, person is not suffering that punishment and persecution and torture he or she was suffering in this world. But as for the mujrim, Allah says, لا يموت فيها. There is no maut for the person, the dweller of Jahannam. No, as much as he will desire maut. Why? He will think that maut, if it comes to me now, it will relieve me of the azab of Jahannam.
In fact, in one verse, the people of Jahannam will shout out to the warden, the gatekeeper of Jahannam. His name is Malik. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رُبُّكُ. O Malik, let your Rabb, referring to Allah, give a decision regarding us. In other words, let him pass death over us. At least now we can die and this azab of Jahannam is over. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رُبُّكُ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. And he will reply that you will dwell there in Jahannam perpetually. In another verse, Allah says, قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. اخْسَأ, the word اخْسَأ is used when a person is chasing away a dog. In Arabic, he'll use the word اخْسَأ. When you shoot away a dog, when you chase away a dog, this is how Allah will reply to him. اخْسَأ. Remain there, move away. They'll be driven. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Don't ever talk to me. So the people of Jahannam, these people whom Allah has mentioned in this verse, لا يموت فيها, they will never taste death. ولا يحيا, in literal translation, they will never live. What does it mean? Mufassirin explain. They won't taste death, nor will they live a life of sa'adat and happiness. ولا يحيا حياة سعيدة. They won't live a life of pleasure and enjoyment. They'll be living. They'll be living in Jahannam, but not living a happy life. From this we can understand, see how difficult it is just to read Quran on your own, no matter how good you in Arabic, and you come upon this verse, the people of Jahannam, they won't die in Jahannam, they won't live in Jahannam. So what does it mean? You're stuck. And that is why you have to go to the classical works of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, tabi'in, the great scholars, the luminaries of Islam, the giants of Islam who had the taqwa, the wara', the khushu, khudu, knowledge. They were rasikh fil ilm, deep-rooted, not the superficial knowledge. Learn some Arabic here and there, and a person is mastered the English language and he may have got some degrees and couple of degrees, he or she, and then the Muslim, the ummat, and they say that it's all his interpretation is by these Maulvis. What do they know? Islam has to be reinterpreted. The verses of the Quran in this modern age, you must understand it with the new, with the modern technology. Let's not play games. Don't mislead the ummah of Rasulullah. We have Quran and Hadith, and it will remain in its pristine purity till the day of Qiyamah, because there will always be a group of ulama who will be on haqq, and they will stand up for haqq, and they will teach and guide the people on haqq. So here again, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately says, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. But that person who comes to Allah on the day of Qiyamah is a believer. قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And he has done righteous deeds. He has done deed, previously I explained, what is أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ? That deed which is done, a righteous deed, a pious deed, done with ikhlas, sincerity, and accordance to sharia, in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah. Not something that you have fabricated, no matter how beautiful it may look, and then you present it, is rejected. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. So, that person who has iman in Allah, and he does righteous deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. Allah says, for such people, they are lofty ranks, darajat. Ula means high, superior, lofty ranks for them. What are those lofty ranks? جَنَّاتُ عَدْن, gardens of perpetuity, عَدْن, forever and ever. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath which rivers will flow. So after Allah has explained this, that this will be the result of the believers, what will they get? Lofty mansions, palaces, gardens of eternity. وَذَٰلِكَ, this jannat will be for who? وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَن تَزَكَّى. It will be the reward, the recompense of that person who had purified himself. تَزَكَّى. And this is what we are talking about all the time. تَزْكِيَة. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَن زَكَّاهَا. In Surah Washamsi wa Duhaha, and certainly successful is that person who purified his heart. In the Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la, in that surah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And successful is that person who purified himself. who gain purity. What is purity? Firstly, purity from kufr, shirk, nifaq. A person who has purified himself from al-aqaidul fasida, batil, false beliefs. In other words, he does not have kufr in his heart. He believes in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of qalbi salim, the very first meaning of qalbi salim. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, a person's wealth nor his children will avail him. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ, except the one who comes to Allah. How? بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, with a sound heart. Mufassirin explain, sound, free from kufr, free from shirk. He's got a pure heart. He's got true aqidah, the correct beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is tazkiyah. The whole madar, madar means the pivot, the criteria, is on the heart. And therefore the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, which we now perhaps know by heart, Allah in Arabic, to capture our attention. In Urdu, agahuda. English, hearken, listen carefully, behold. Allah, inna fil jasadi mudghatan. Verily there is a piece of flesh in the body. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. When this piece of flesh becomes pure, it becomes correct. صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. The entire body, head to toe, will become correct. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And when this piece of flesh becomes corrupt, becomes bad, then the entire body will become bad. The eyes will not look at halal. The eyes will desire haram. The tongue will desire haram. The limbs will desire haram. The legs will move towards haram. The hands will touch haram. The mind will have only filthy thoughts. All this why? Because the madar is the heart. That is why ulama say, dil jism ka badsha hai. It is the heart is the king of the body. If this badsha, the king is right, then everything else will become right. If the king is corrupt, the rulers are corrupt, you expect to get pious and righteous and good citizens? It is corruption from the leaders. Then how you expect the people, how you expect justice to prevail amongst the citizens? So if this heart becomes corrupt, then the entire body will become corrupt. And that is why, mashayikh have mentioned, jo jazbaat, khayishat, paida hoti hai, agar wo sahi na ho, to insan ki puri zindagi kharab ho jayegi. Those jazbaat, those inclinations, those desires that a person has, if those desires are evil ones, then the person's life will be an evil one. It will be a morbid one. But if the person's jazbat are pure, if his khayishat are clean and pure, then his whole zindagi will be pure. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Holy Quran as hayatan tayyibah. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. One tafsir of those people again who do good deeds and have iman, Allah says we will give them a life of hayatan tayyibah, a pleasurable life, an enjoyable life. Mawlana Rahmatullah used to translate this as ba lutf zindagi. Lutf means happiness, gentleness, pleasure, serenity, calmness. The person is happy. Yes, he'll have pains of dunya. Person's stomach is paining, head is paining, is natural. Sahaba would also complain if they got a headache. Rasulullah himself complained when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, wa ra'sa, oof, my head, it is with bal. Ana wa ra'sa, leave your headache, I got a more severe headache. And in fact, that was towards the end of Rasulullah's life also. So to complain, that's natural. We'll find a wali of Allah saying, my stomach is paining, or I'm hungry, or whatever it is. But the inside, this heart, the spiritual heart, that will never be restless. That won't be bechen. That will be at comfort, at ease. Why? Because the person has made tazkiyah of the heart. So that khayishat, if it's clean, if it is pure, if the thoughts are clean, pure, then the person's life will be hayatan tayyibah. It will be a pure life, a clean life. a life of happiness, enjoyment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he blunders, he makes an error, immediately he turns attention again to his master Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not persist in guna. He won't move further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bother him. It will cause him great pain and concern that I have displeased my Allah. So I must make amends. And the more closer a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends on how much more his heart is pure. The more purer your heart, the more closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment you falter, immediately you will cry so much more than another person, an ordinary person. Why? Like in the dunya also. That child who is very close to his mother, very obedient, very loyal, his mother is his life. And one day he slipped, he made something, did something wrong. He made a naraz. And it may be a small thing, not even so serious. And the other brother may have done many wrong things. But he doesn't show that amount of remorse as this brother. Because this child here, he loves, I made my mother displeased. Small thing it was. But he will cry and he beg and beg her 100 times. He says, I made you maaf, don't worry now. Again, ma, please make me maaf. So this is when a person's heart is so pure, the closer you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one small slip, and the person is now wailing, exactly seen in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Small slip. And they would become so anxious, so concerned, so bothered, so perturbed, as though Qiyamah has come. They would use a word like, halaktu, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, I have been destroyed. I'm finished. So all this again, O Mashayikh say, Jo fasad hamari irdegird hai, haqiqat mein is baat par mabni hai, ke akhlaq durust nahi hai. This is, we see the corruption in the world, the evil that is now prevailing in the world, our environments, all this is why? Again, because our akhlaq is not right. And why our akhlaq is not right? Because his heart is not right. If the heart is pure, as I said, then his iman in Allah will be very strong. His iman in Rasulullah will be strong. His love for Allah and love for Rasulullah will be extremely strong. It will be so strong that nothing else will be stronger than the love for Allah he has in his heart. The love for Rasulullah is dominant. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Rasulullah is dominant in his heart. More than his love for himself, more than the love for his parents, more than the love for his children, more than the love he has for any person in mankind. Therefore, Rasulullah said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you has iman until I, Rasulullah SAW says, I become more dearer to him, or more beloved to him, dearer to him, more beloved to him, than he has for his own, the love for himself, for his own parents, his own children, for his wife, for mankind at large. So again, the more pure your heart is, if the heart is correct, your iman in Allah, your yaqeen in Allah. Like we did last week, it is absolutely perfectly permissible to use the asbab, the means that Allah has created for us. To take that medication, to use that knife, to use the means of transport, to use the alarm system you have. But you don't depend on those means. You depend only on Musabbibul Asbab, the creator of the means. If he wishes to place an effect in those things, he will do so. If he wishes to remove the effect in the function of those things, he can do so. So therefore, the person whose heart is pure, he will use the Asbab, but full yaqeen and tawakkul only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the yaqeen in Allah will become correct. Iman in Allah, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when all this happens, then he will get tawfiq of doing good deeds. Why? Because such a person's heart is now became, has become maqbool in Allah. It has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person's heart is not just for one day he makes it pure, but this person, he will continue making an effort till maut comes. Marte dam tak. Right till the last breath, that my heart must be pure. My heart must be pakiza in Urdu, pakiza, pure. It must be tayyib. It must be muzakka. Normally in dua, ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, clean, mujalla, it must be shining, muzakka, pure. There must be no blemish of evil. It must not be tainted with gunas. It must be pure. So such a person's heart, that person who has such a heart, then when he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is maqbool. So right till the last breath, he makes his effort. So when he is leaving this world, the Quran talks about the angels of mercy coming down. And they come very hurriedly, with speed, and with gentleness. With gentleness they extract his ruh. And they are so happy. They don't give others a chance because they want to be first to have the honor of taking away the life of this beloved Allah, and they're taking away his soul in a most delighted manner. And as they take his soul, they give him glad tidings. فَرَوْحُ وَرِيحَانٍ. That for you is now provision, sustenance of Jannat. And the fragrance of Jannat. وَرَبِّنْ غَيْرِ غَضْبَانٍ. And for you is basharat of such an Allah, of Allah, who is never going to be angry with you. غَيْرِ غَضْبَانٍ. He is so pleased with you. Imagine if somebody is pleased with you, a king or a minister, and he sends his man to go and call you, and on the way he says, hey, you know what? The boss is so happy with you. The king is so happy with you. You ask him, are you sure? He said, I'm telling you, that's why he sent me to come with you. And he comes with a special car. And you escort it with such dignity. Exactly that. But the disbeliever, extremely frightening, very scary. Angels of azab come down, angrily. They pound the person with a hammer. If this hammer had to be knocked on mountains, it will come crumbling into pieces. They are angry. They don't give him basharat, glad tidings. They warn him and tell him, you know what, for you is an Allah who is displeased. There is no jannah for such a person. So this again, this believer who is making tazkiyah of his heart, he said, whole madar, the criteria of our akhirat, the verses are read, وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. All has to do with the heart. Qalb. Dil. Dil is the madar. So this is a lifelong thing. Right till the person passes away. And of course Allah guides the person. Allah assists the person. Allah helps the person. Allah never lets his friend to be his wander astray. The person is showing so much of keenness and sincerity. He's making an effort coming towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never turn a blind eye to such a person. Yes, Allah will test him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, is your love for me more or love for your son? Khalilullah, didn't just get the title Khalilullah. So he proved that he had love for Allah, his love for Allah was more. So Allah will test the lover. Allah will guide the lover. Allah won't let him go dhalin, just go astray. But again, that person whose heart has become corrupted, has become bad, that the khayishat of his nafs, the temptations are evil. Why? The whole heart is evil. So all the thoughts, gandhi khiyalat he'll have. Filthy thoughts. His zuban will speak lies. He will deceive people. He will cheat people. Just to make some money in this world, he'll lie. Jhoot bol kar kar. Jhoot bol kar ke kamayega. He'll earn. It will be haram. The earnings will be haram. Right in Baytullah, he will deceive people. In holy lands of Makkah and Medina, he will deceive the people. He will cheat the people. So his dealings, his mu'amalat, mu'asharat, all corrupt. Why? Stemming from what? His heart. Heart was bad. So his zuban won't be right. His tongue won't be right. The tongue will lie. His hands also. He will perpetrate sins. He will do haram things. Why? The heart is corrupt. His legs also. So the person will make zulam upon people. The zulam we see all the zalimeen. They are not Allah walas, bhai. They are shaitan walas. Because this heart has become corrupted. And shaitan makes every single effort to mislead mankind. Shaitan has taken a qasam, various verses in the Holy Quran. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When Allah just expelled Shaitan, then Shaitan took a promise that on your sirat-i mustaqeem, he knows Allah's road is sirat-i mustaqeem. Otherwise he wouldn't have said صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, on your straight path, I'm going to sit there. And I'm going to wait for your believers to come past. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. From various angles, I will come from before, in front, from behind, from right hand side, left hand side. I will try to mislead man. لَأُغْوِيَنَّ لَهُمْ. I will make them astray. So this is the promise of shaitan. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the believer against shaitan. So shaitan is going to make every effort so that you do wrong and so that your heart becomes corrupted. He knows if the heart is corrupted, the person will be misled, all his actions will be haram, and what he'll get? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمُ. He doesn't want to go into Jahannam alone. He wants to take many, many people as possible from the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from jinnat and mankind. So therefore, the person, if his heart is corrupted, what will he do? He'll have fahashi in him, immorality. So very easily he will go into haram things, into haram sites, pornographic material, he will masturbate, he will go towards filth, he will go towards zina, the life of zina will continue from one woman to another woman, from one pornographic material to another, from one site to another. He will keep on enjoying this haram. He's going further and further away. Why? Because his dil is kharab. Agar dil sahi nahi, puri zindagi sahi nahi hogi. Puri zindagi kharab ho jayegi. So this is what our mashayikh are saying, that the whole madar is the heart. If the heart is good, dil durus, phir sab kuch theek ho jayega. Dil bekar, zindagi bekar. Dil sahi ho jaye, to zindagi qeemti. Very important. If your dil is correct, your lungs will become correct, your life will become valuable. Din zindagi qeemti banegi. The lives of the Ahlullah are very qeemti. You just look, compare and contrast. See the difference, spot the difference. It's glaring. See the life of that disbeliever of Allah subhanahu, who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he lives a life of fahashi, immodesty, immorality, a life of music, of zina, womanizing, haram. His whole life is full of ghaflat, because there's no Allah in his life. There's no deen, there's no sharia. He doesn't worry about anything like hisab, kitab, he doesn't believe in qiyamah. Day and night, this is his life. He may appear in some concert. And for that period of time, people will shout and scream. But afterwards, one mistake he makes, the people will have him in headlines. Every magazine will speak ill of him. And even this pomp that he's got, is just for this few moments only. Why his life is a It's Jahannam in this world. See, a simple friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We in this country have been blessed. We have seen not one, we've seen hundreds of them. Ask yourself, what is it that how often some buzruk comes here? Some Allah wala comes. Sometimes we don't even understand the Urdu that he's speaking. Why is it that so many people flock onto him? Why is it people want to make musafa? Why does such a line want to make musafa with him? For what? And they don't just do that right till he leaves. So often you find a person who was not in deen and suddenly he came and he saw and now suddenly he's attracted to this. He's pulled. He'll stand one corner and he'll watch. He won't watch with displeasure or anger. He's watching with insight. There's some happiness in him. And he's attracted to this person. He found out, where is this? What's the next program? Where's the next bayan? Where can I meet him? They go right till the car. This Buzruk is not asking for all that. People go open the door, put these shoes right, and such people flock unto him. This is Maqbooliyat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Again, his heart has become pure. There's khulus in him. He's sincere. His love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's in front of him. Not the love of makhluk and people. Allah puts the love in the hearts of the makhluk because his love for Allah is there. He has made his mu'amala correct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make your mu'amala correct with Allah, your dil is saf, sutra, shining, then when this becomes right, your mu'amala with people become right. In other words, people will treat you well. When you have obeyed Allah, then everybody else will fall in place. And this is what we explain, that this is the meaning of qalbi salim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remove from our hearts all the filth that we have. Akhlaqi radhila. We explained this before. Radhail. Radhail means evil. Evil traits, evil qualities, lowly, base desires, filth, anger, pride, jealousy, malice, all the spiritual diseases we have is called akhlaqi radhila. We must change this into akhlaqi hamida. Hamid, praiseworthy. Sabr, shukr, qanaat, zuhud, taqwa, muhabbat of Allah, love for mankind, ukhuwat, brotherhood, unity, sharing, generosity, all these good qualities, this is what we must have. But our condition today, if we look at our own condition, mashallah, in one aspect, zahir, appearance, to a certain extent, mashallah, we're scoring good points. But batin, most of time, we're failing. Even our salat, mashallah, the zahir amal of salat, it's there. We're reading our salat, may Allah accept it. But how much of effort we have made in the batin of the salat, in the ruh of the salat, in the khushu of the salat, in the khudu of the salat? Have you made any effort now to get the consciousness in my salat? That surahs am I reading? Check what are the masnoon surahs, which surahs Rasulullah read. What is the type of the ruku I'm making? I'm bowing down. Do I feel I'm bowing down before my Allah, my master? In sajda, am I getting any sweetness, any halawat? Am I desiring to read any nafil? That person whose heart is pure, then as I said, Allah will give him tawfiq of good deeds now. When your batin, your heart is pure, your akhlaq will become pure, iman is becoming solid, strong, yaqeen Allah is becoming solid, Allah will make your a'mal also correct. So now your salat is different from previously. Now you will wait because since you're a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will want to do everything that pleases Him. You won't want to leave anything out. Two workers of one boss, both are employed. The first worker, he works, comes on time, leaves on time from 7 o'clock till 4 o'clock, whatever the time is. He works and he gets his pay. He does only what the boss has instructed him to do. Kalas, finish. So okay, he's justified, he's done his work, he got his salary. But the second one works with a passion, with a fervor, with a smile on his face. He's prepared to work extra hours also, with no frown. Whatever the boss tasks him with, he is ready to endure all those things happily because he's got love for this boss. Perhaps he grew up when he from small in front of him. He understands this. He's my muhsin. So his attitude to the boss is such that he's prepared to give his life for the boss. What's the answer? Who the boss will be more happy with? Worker A or worker B? Common logic. The second person. Why? He's prepared to, even on the day when he's off, he's still coming to work. And overtime, there's no pay, he's still coming. So imagine our ta'alluq with Allah. This example Hazrat Thani Ramadullah has given. Hazrat Thani Ramadullah has given. That a person who goes the extra mile to please Allah. Why? Because he loves his Allah. So now nafil also. Farz he's doing. Faraid, wajibat. You know, very often, Allah forgive us. Very common now, even among scholars also. Unlike the past, when we were small, we should all read Isha Namaz 17 rakats. Now we read much less. Chopped it. So now 4 rakats, farz probably 2 sunnat, maybe otherwise 3 witr and go on. So those days, they should tell you, but this is what you must read. Now we're not going to go into academic discussion about the istilahi, the technicalities, the technical terms of wajib, sunnat, sunnat mu'akkada, sunnat ghair mu'akkada. Previously sunnat ghair mu'akkada, okay, is ghair mu'akkada, not so strongly emphasized, so we left it. Now sunnat also mu'akkada we leaving. Nafil al istihbab dur ki baate, that's gone long time. So what's happening? We're chopping, we'll be left with hardly anything, even that fard will also go away. Think. Hazrat Thani Ramadullah is mentioning his malfuzat. That nafil, there's no jazba for nafil. Whereas, the hadith al-Qudsi which I mentioned before you, Allah says the most dearest thing a person can reach me through is his faraid. And then Allah Ta'ala says in hadith al-Qudsi that a person then comes closer and closer to me bin nawafil. The more nafil you're reading, the more closer you're coming to me. Hatta ahabbahu, until I begin to love him. Now again, people ask, Ma, but qaza more important or your nafil? But qaza you have to read, no? Did you made it qaza? It wasn't ada. No, usko ada kar lo. But doesn't mean now you mustn't look for nafil. As I said, that person who loves Allah, every possible way of pleasing my Allah, I'm going to make sure I do it. I mustn't be left from anything good. From any good things, I must not be left out. Give me a share in this, please. Hey, my share is there. You got me for that. MashaAllah, in charity, many people say, hey, you got me my one share there. That masjid project, please put my name there. Alhamdulillah, excellent. Same like that now. For every good deed. But this can only happen when our heart is pure. The heart is not pure. This won't come. And therefore, all the mashaykh, again, dil. This heart is the madar of balai, burai, where the person is going to do good, person is going to do bad. What we have problem is our egos, our nafs. The nafs will play such games with you. Why should I go for that program or that majlis? Why must I listen to that Mauli sahab? Why must I go do this? Why? There's no need for that. I will do as I wish. Exact Fir'aun. Ana rabbukumul a'la. Why must I bow down to somebody else? I will do as I wish. This is called ego. This is khatarnak. This has to come out from our hearts. We don't realize it. At home also with a wife, throwing your weight around. You're becoming angry. You're showing pride. It's all to do with ego. At workplace, you want to be the main person. Everybody must come to you. Ego, again, is ego. What we need to do is humble ourselves. But tawadhu will only come how? Again, tazkiyah of the heart. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he, on one occasion, the people witnessed that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is carrying water bags, leather water bags, they should have huge bags made of leather, filled with water, the water containers, and he's carrying that on his back, and he's going to all the poor people and all those who are needy, and giving them the water. Somebody said, Hazrat, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you burdening yourself with this? Give it to me, give it to us. He says, no. The thought came to me, just the thought. I am Amir al-Mu'mineen, and so many delegations from far and wide all coming to Umar. Just his thought. So, as though he felt, ujab was coming to him, vanity, that I am Amir al-Mu'mineen now, and from Persia, from Rome, and from that country and that town, delegations are coming to see me. So Umar radiallahu anhu realized that I need to have tawadu. I need to bring myself down. This feeling is not a good feeling. This thought is not a good thought. And therefore, let me do some mundane work, some inferior work, and punish my nafs. That nafs, you are nothing. See, Sahaba did this because purity of the heart. Sahaba is wearing a golden ring, and gold ring, pure gold ring. Gold ring is not permissible for the men of this ummah. Nabi Akarisam took it out and threw it down. In this particular case, Nabi Sam showed a little bit of anger, took it and threw it down. Nabi Sam went away. Some other person told him, pick it up and use it for something else. Don't wear this ring. Melt it or give it to somebody. He said, how can I pick up something when my Rasulullah threw it down? Immediately they brought into their life whatever hukam was given to them. No hesitation. Bhai, what do we do? Fatwa shopping. Believe me, there is so much online fatwa. You're not happy with this mufti sahab, this mufti, that mufti. You go and you'll find the answer that you're looking for. One sahabi, Nabi Akram, praised him. He said, how wonderful Abdullah is. What a good man. Lawla tulu isbalihi and jumma. His hair was very long. And his izar was going down. The moment he heard this, took his scissors and he cut his izar, nisfu saq, half. And he cut his hair immediately. We will see next week, I'll see afterwards. So after Hajj, I'll change my life. And after i'tikaf, or after Ramadan, let the nikah and all finish. Because now I want to enjoy that walima. It'll be hard if I come now, majlis, and I change my life, I take bayat, or go there. I can't change now. I will change later. Again, you will never know if you will change again. Sahaba didn't think twice. Immediately. So this is the jazba you said. Well, ithmu ma haka fi sadrik. What is guna? You feel it causes a restlessness in your, bechaini in your heart. You're not feeling right. Therefore, for tazkiyah again, alhamdulillah, we are coming, Allah, give me tawfiq, give your tawfiq. The only himmat I get is because the people have encouraged me. Other myself, not even fit to be sitting here. But believe me, all this when we say, and we ponder and reflect, then it has some effect on our heart if we are sincere. If you are talibin as-sadiqin, or talibin sadiqin, inshallah, little bit of effort, then Allah opens doors of hidayat for us. Intention must be correct. If there is something that's worrying me, mashallah, many people, well, I've got this problem, it's a serious problem. So nobody gets chased away. Nobody says you're a kafir, get out from here. What are you coming to my masjid even for? Don't even come read. No, nobody is saying that. Nobody even comes to know about this person's problem. But the idea is to help the man or help the woman who is gone. There are so many people out there, believe me, in this past few days, so many people. They're thirsty, they are genuine, sincere. All they want is sirat al-mustaqim, nothing else. They don't have that motivation, they don't know where to start from. And unfortunately, they have met such people who wearing Islamic garb, who did not show them the right path. But because they're sincere, somehow they land up and Allah Ta'ala guides them. All they need is motivation. That's all they need. And they show them this is the way. And they get so happy that this is what I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know it was so easy. How come I'm getting such sukoon? How come I'm feeling so nice? What is it that I'm feeling so different here? All this is why? When the person is genuine, sincere. So tazkiyah of the heart. So it is important to strengthen our ta'alluq with mashayikh. It should not be a casual relationship. Not a superficial one. People all got sicknesses. And I mentioned so many times, go to the doctor. Doc, tell me what's wrong with me. Okay, mashallah, the doctor is good and he had some experience. He might be able to work out something. But at least the man is going to the doctor. We don't go to the doctor, what's going to happen? We will die out of some illness. So it's necessary you go to the doctor, spiritual doctor. You must be genuine, you must be sincere. And he must not be bogus himself. He must not be after your dunya and your money and your cars and all your whatever. He must be sincere, that's important. And he must be ready to guide you. Then the majalis we have, or dini programs we have, of course see who the person is. Attend these programs for our own spiritual nourishment and benefit. Otherwise, shaitan will play such games. Many times it has happened. Person comes to a person and he regards him genuinely, but because he didn't find things appeasing to him, Or he looked for some very flowery language, and he looked for entertainment. Shaitan will say, no, 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 wrong number this is. So he go somewhere else. MashaAllah, go somewhere else. After some time, believe me, again, you'll find the third one and fourth one. Why? He's not sincere. Make shukr with the dal roti you're getting. Don't look at something, some other biryani. That biryani might not come. The dal roti you got, I got this problem. And whatever is being given to you, you might not get some long, long wazifas. The person might not give you a whole article, there's read all this. No. He'll tell you two words. I remember we went for Hajj. 1995. That was the last I went for Hajj. So I keep on making dua, Allah take me next year, inshallah. We went to Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatul Ali. Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatul Ali, a great buzuk, came here many times from Sakkar. We went there with Mona Farooq Babad. No, the ladies first time they were going for Hajj and everybody was anxious the night before Hajj, you know how everybody is. So he gave us some nasihat, Hazrat, hum dua ke liye aaye. He's also going for Hajj. So we said, we came for dua. Now I expected Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatul Ali to lift his hand and cry and make one long half an hour, 1 hour dua, and then he would have been so nice. He never do anything, lad. This lad is saying, ho jayega. Wallahi, exact how he said, ho jayega. This how it happened. With such ease that we had a simple Hajj. Others who paid so much and went through this, their buses went round and round and round and didn't come on time. Hours they were going on. We just went a little bit and came away with Allah's fazl. And he told us a certain time to go for tawaf ziyarat. I'm telling you, in the masjid, no lie. I told them, the others were with us, he tawaf ziyarat, the bumper to bumper, you know, we could see first. And when we went there, virtually the mataf was there for us. So say, Mama, you told us it's going to be, why you told us that? I said, promise you, normally that's how it is. So Allah Ta'ala, this buzughan deen, the dua is from the heart. Ho jayega, finish. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, so many other things, inshallah, next week we'll continue, past the time already. Allah help us to make tazkiyah of our heart. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ